This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Streaming online at ESPNRochester.com. Breaking news, scores, and on-demand audio. Bookmark the sports leader, ESPNRochester.com.
Here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, we only talk to the best and brightest minds out there, Gene.
Creative minds,
guys with vision, guys with passion. We invite them into the sports bar. You feed off that passion. You learn from listening. And you become smarter just for listening to ESPN Rochester. Guys like Del Ree, 26shirts.com. Del, welcome to the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. How are you?
That's probably the most intimidating lead-in I've ever had. Now I have to really deliver.
Del, you know, we had you back on last year, but for a lot of folks who don't know, how did it all start with the Bills Mafia? Del Reed, co-founder of the Bills Mafia.
All right, well, not to take, you know, all day for you guys, but it was basically a joke that I made after we'd had a little bit of engagement with Adam Schefter following his retweet of a Stevie Johnson tweet, that famous one that he put out there after he dropped the football against the Steelers in overtime in 2010. So, you know, we had been blocked by Adam Schefter for what was really not even, like, in my opinion, trolling. If anybody follows me on Twitter, they know I'm not really a troll, but just, you know, a little bit of joking around with him, like I'm getting blocked. So I seemed like it was a little oversensitive. And so I called us the Bills Mafia, and then it just became a little joke between four or five of us, literally four or five of us, for several months. And then in 2011, when the training camp started up and some players saw that the hashtag and started using it, and we saw we had an opportunity to maybe do something good with it. So we put together this whole, you know, Bills Mafia concept in terms of what it means to, you know, be sold out for your team and all that stuff. And just really kind of blew up, like, you know, way beyond anything we ever expected. And I'm sure we'll get into, like, what some of those things are as of yesterday. But you know, we ended up creating a 501c3 to, we do tailgates to raise money for some Western New York charities and everything. And, you know, we've sold some shirts and wristbands and stuff, all you know, the money going to local charities and stuff. And so that's kind of like the real quick in a nutshell version of how it started. It's kind of a joke that we kind of got out of control, and we saw the opportunity to do some good with it. And that's what we did.
And now, Del, you have an entire fan base, fortunately or unfortunately, branded as the Bills Mafia. And then yesterday happens, where we knew that this was coming, and we've been, you know, from an entire nation has kind of been pointing and laughing through, you know, a series of different Deadspin features. I mean, Bills fans being Bills fans, staying classy, Bills Mafia. I mean, like, listen, shenanigans happen in every NFL stadium in the league, but we get showcased almost on a weekly basis, and it all culminates with the 9-minute, big, huge, exaggerated air quotes documentary that Barstool Sports put out called Bills Mafia. Del, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. So that was I was invited to be a part of that documentary. Some people think I declined or that I was ignored. I was invited, and I was going to do it. I had reservations. I expressed to Barstool my reservations because I had an idea of the direction it was going to go. But I said, okay, I'll do it. I'll take the risk of talking about, you know, who we are, what we do, with the chance that my voice is going to be overlaying all kinds of different things going on in the parking lots and everything. But turns out the night before I was supposed to do the interview, it was like December 6th or something, early December. I ended up getting really sick. I was sick in bed, so I didn't get to even be a part of it, which is, you know, maybe it was destiny. That way I didn't have to follow the guys in Chapter 2, which I'm kind of not too upset about not being in a production that involved that. But my thoughts on it, and, you know, I like you mentioned, I had that tweet thread, and what people are, it's a real slippery slope once you start getting to, like, what a real fan is. You know, we all come from different backgrounds. We all have different interests. And some people like to party hard before the games. And, you know, unfortunately, that's probably a minority. I've been going to tailgates my whole life, as, you know, most people have. I've never seen any of that firsthand. In fact, they even mentioned, I think it was just one specific lot that they even mentioned in that, like you said, air quotes, documentary. But I've never seen that. It happens, obviously. I don't think it's accurate representation of all Bills fans. It's certainly not an accurate representation of people who have called themselves Bills Mafia over the past 6 or 7 years. But it is a segment of them, and that's what's tough with social media, 140 characters and all that, or even just 9 minutes for a documentary. Is it's really hard to get very comprehensive and in depth with the, you know, the quick hit, you know, updates and stuff that we have.
Del Reed, co-founder of the Bills Mafia, online with us. Also, 26 shirts. We'll get into that in a little bit here. Our guest here in the Sports Bar, 95.7 ESPN. Del, back you up on this. I've been going to games, covering games since the mid-90s. I've never seen anything like that. People just do the normal tailgate things, but this is, I guess, the culture we're in where, hey, we're on. Here's my question to you, because when you think of other fan bases around the league, you know, you automatically have a stereotype. If I say Raider fan, or you think, oh, there's a guy that's an ex-con. If I say, that's not fair. If I think of a Cowboy fan, okay, there's a guy that's a front runner. Maybe that's not fair. Actually, that is true. But you get my point here. For the Bills, I mean, is this going in a direction that concerns you? Because it seems like all of a sudden the Buffalo fan base has turned into, I don't know, SUNY Oswego, name a party school. This is the fan base that you'd be lucky to hang with at a party. But to me, I don't see any of this. It seems just like a normal fan base to me.
Yeah, and it is too bad, because you talk about, you know, Raiders fans, and you think they all dress up like Darth Vader and wear, you know, black shoulder pads and spikes and everything and paint their faces. And just whatever it is, not that that even is necessarily bad, but you just have ideas when you think of a certain fan base, you know. It's tough when you think of the Dolphins. I don't think they have a fan base, but you know, whatever. In all seriousness, yeah, it is disconcerting, because I see people tweet on social media, like, using the Bills Mafia hashtag, like, oh, I got to get to a Bills Mafia tailgate. It's going to be crazy. It's like, well, dude, I hope you find, like, the one lot or the one place where that's happening, because otherwise you're going to end up in a lot where just a bunch of dudes grilling hot dogs, having a couple beers, and going into the game. You know what I mean? So don't make that big trek if you don't know what you're doing, because that's not how most of it is.
Yeah, Del Reed, co-founder of the Bills Mafia, 26shirts.com, joining us in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Another thought that I had as I was watching that yesterday, boy, if you wanted to pour accelerant on the building a new stadium fire for the Buffalo Bills, I mean, you know, this pushes it up a little bit. If you're Terry and Kim Pegula, if you're the NFL, this is not what you want a fan base to represent. It's not good for your team. It's not good for the image of the Shield. I mean, you know, at some point, conversations are going to get a little bit more intense about the Bills and a need for a stadium downtown with more parking lots that are run by the team, which would eliminate a lot of what we're seeing in this video.
Yeah, I think accelerant is the best word to use there, because that I believe that's in the cards anyways, no matter what, in terms of the future. But absolutely, I mean, there's not going to be any pause button hit when they see the opportunity to stamp out a lot of this behavior, because they put something downtown, there aren't all these private lots available that, you know, people are going to be able to rent out and everything. So it's kind of too bad, you know, because growing up, it was always such a huge thing, was the tailgating and going and having fun and everything, and something that Bills fans have always been known for, just tailgating in general with grills and whatnot, and maybe a hot tub in the, like that famous photo that is often shared, the hot tub in the parking lot and everything. But it's too bad, but that's the future of the NFL anyways. That's where, you know, that's where it's going. That's what, if you can remember back to 2014, when the future of the team was in jeopardy, you know, most people would have said, I don't care what it takes. I just want to be a part of, as the NFL moves on, I want Buffalo to be a part of it. Well, this is the new NFL, and the new NFL is absolutely going to have a much smaller emphasis on tailgating, and it's going to become more and more of that corporate culture, that corporate feel. If you go to other stadiums that, you know, in the league, it's going to be like that. But this certainly doesn't, you know, put any brakes on their plans on doing that. Absolutely, if anything, it moves it up.
Del Reed from 26shirts.com and the Bills Mafia co-founder, our guest here in the Sports Bar 95.7 ESPN. As far as on the field, Del, what's your expectation for the Buffalo Bills here in 2017?
In 2017, I'm not sure what to expect. I think it may be a small step backwards or maybe sideways, but that's not a dig at all on the team. I love the way this team is set up now with having a general manager and a head coach who are on the same page, who it doesn't seem like there's any kind of weird gray cloud where you just don't quite understand what's going on there. At least now we have an idea of who is probably at least accountable for most decisions that are made. They're both coming in on the same day, or the same year rather. So I really love the direction this team is heading in. I'm not sure what the first step is going to be, but I think, the years following, I think they're really setting themselves up for some success.
Del, we saw an interesting piece on our website at ESPNRochester.com from Sal Capaccio, basically taking the exercise of the expansion draft in the NHL and applying it to the NFL. If there were 10 players that you had to protect on the Buffalo Bills, who would they be? Sal's list is littered with, some of the usual suspects you would expect, and a couple that you might kind of scratch your head over. I don't know if you had the chance to see it or not, but I'm curious. If you had to protect, I'm not even going to put you on the spot for 10. If you had to protect 5, who would you protect, and who would you leave off right now with this current Bills roster?
Oh, I did not see this article, so I'm going to be flying by the seat of my pants here. I think it's kind of interesting, right? Because you look at what the NHL has done, not to get too complicated, and there's all kinds of different things, like they're exposing one guy because they're expecting Vegas to take another guy, or they made a side deal.
I right.
Complicated that much, but obviously you want to keep the stars. You want to keep somebody like maybe LeSean McCoy. Sammy Watkins is tricky because they didn't pick up the 5th-year option, right? So maybe you don't hang on to him in terms of this scenario. I'm curious if Sal did or not. But Marcel Darius, I'd probably want to protect. I don't know. Do the new rookies count? Do
we want to keep Trey White? Of course. Yeah, the rules are there are no rules. So, the rules that apply for the NHL do not apply here. And it's funny, you mentioned a handful of people that Sal did pick and a couple that he didn't. I mean, Sal kept his core three, Sammy, Tyrod, LeSean. Darius is not somebody that he protected.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because, obviously Darius has had some issues in the past couple of years in terms of the law and whatever else, but he's such a great talent. I mean, he's the highest paid athlete in Buffalo sports history, and there's a reason for it. The dude's really good, and it's easy to say that, like, I don't blame most guys for whatever behavior they had under Rex, just because I don't think there was any guidance whatsoever. So I'm really interested to see what Darius, how he's able to perform under the new head coach, who appears to be a pretty decent disciplinarian in terms of his approach.
Del Reed, our guest here in the Sports Bar in 26 Shirts. I first learned about this because I remember seeing an Orchard Park t-shirt, but it was done up as Jurassic Park. I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty creative. And then you learn more, and my gosh, this is connected to the Bills Mafia. And you guys have raised over $375,000. For charity through the sale of just these t-shirts. Tell us a little bit about how it came about and what's up online right now, Del.
Yeah, okay. So we have this big this big Twitter account, at the Bills Mafia. So people were always reaching out to me saying, hey, can you promote this or can you promote that, and or can you retweet this? And so I've always wanted to know what am I sharing first before I just do this for you? I'm not going to help somebody just sell autographed items or whatever, So well, one guy approaches me in 2013 and says, hey, I've got this jersey signed by Mario Williams, which back then was cool, and I want it from Summer Sanders, who's an Olympian Bills fan, so I want to raffle this off. Will you help me? And I was like, wait a minute. Okay, so you have this autographed jersey that you won from an Olympian, and you want to get rid of it? Like, what's the story here? So he goes on to tell me about how his daughter has something called retinoblastoma, which is basically eye cancer. At the time, she was 2 years old, and she had one eye removed, and she was having chemotherapy applied directly to the other eye. So I'm reading this story before I go into work and like crying in my car. I'm like, yeah, dude, absolutely, I will retweet your tweet, no problem. And not only that, next time we sell a special shirt or whatever, I'll give you the money, because we had just come off of the legend Kiko Alonso. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
That was a joke I started that kind of took off by itself. And so we had sold some shirts, some legend T-shirts and everything, and we, you know, gave those the money to, from those to charity. And so I was really enjoying actually just watching the sales come in and tracking that progress and everything. So I thought we should do this more often. So a couple days later, I was talking with some of my buddies and kind of brainstorming, and I had this idea, like, you know what? I could probably sell a different shirt like every week or so and just pick a different person to help, you know, because Bills fans are rabid and, you know, like they can never get enough. And so they kind of talked me off the ledge a little bit and said, well, maybe not every week, you'll kill yourself. I'm like, oh, I could probably do it every 2 weeks. My buddy Jake looks at me and says, that's like 26 shirts. I'm like, yeah, I know, but I think I could pull it off as a project or whatever. And woke up the next morning kind of stuck in my head. And did one of those things that I call my Jerry Maguire moment, where I put out a blog post and tweeted about it, and all of a sudden, like, I was accountable to it. And so I had the news calling me and everything, like, hey, what's this you're doing with the shirts? I'm like, oh, crap. So found, you know, I was able to hook up with a local shirt company that had offered to print the shirts for me, so we were able to keep it local, which was cool. And so I'm doing a news interview, and I'm saying, oh, yeah, you know, it's going to launch Monday, and, you know, we're going to help this family. And, you know, I hadn't had a design yet. I didn't have a website. I didn't have anything set up. I was able to get it all together by the end of that weekend, and, you know, it kind of took off, and it's just really grown to the point where it's actually become my full-time job. And we now operate out of Buffalo exclusively here, but like, we do operate a Buffalo line, a Chicago line, and a Pittsburgh line of shirts. And every 2 weeks we're putting out a new design for those cities, and we're helping different families and charities.
It's great. 26shirts.com, the website. Where can we get you on Twitter as well, Dale?
Yeah, just at Del Reed, D-E-L-R-E-I-D, and at 26 Shirts.
Some of these shirts, very creative. How have the players been? How's the NFL been? Because we know the NFL likes their money here, Del. I mean, as long as you're not treading on any trademarks, you're good, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different things you need to keep in mind when you're doing it. I've definitely learned where the line is and where I, you know, how close I can approach it, and definitely, you know, how not to step over it. But, you know, we've not had any real issues with the teams or the leagues or anything like that. And working with the players has been pretty awesome. You know, we just did a shirt with Richie Incognito a couple weeks ago, and he was by far the most interactive player we've had the opportunity to work with. He's tweeting about it every day. Go buy your shirt, you know, help this charity, blah, blah, blah. It was awesome.
Incognito pancakes. That was in the IHOP font. Did you come up with that, or did Richie? Who came up with that idea? It was brilliant.
Yeah, thank you. That was me. That was my idea. Just kind of, so I tweeted at him, or I sent him a DM, and I was like, hey, here's an idea I have. He's like, I love it. Let's do it. So, it's, you know, people like those things where you can catch on to something that's kind of familiar, but put a local or creative twist on it. You know, it's, people enjoy that stuff.
Doing great work, Del. Appreciate it. 26shirts.com, the website, at Del Reed on Twitter. Del, we're going to see you at training camp this year?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot. I think there's only like one real night practice out in Rochester this year, if I'm right.
Yeah, opening night.
Yeah.
How many people do you think are going to show up to New Era for that night practice that the Bills are holding on that Friday night?
Man, I have no idea. I bet it'll be pretty intense. Is it a ticketed event? Do you know?
It's a ticketed event, but it's free. Gene is setting the over-under at 15,000.
Yeah, over-under. Are you going over-under on that?
I'd probably go over, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I'd probably go over. Yeah. You know, it's right there in Buffalo. You know, they have 50-something thousand season ticket holders. They can do it. It's Friday night, you know. So
free. Right. Yeah, that's it.
Free. Yeah, free's good. Free's good. Not much you can get in free these days when it comes to anything sports. So there's that.
Del, co-founder of Bills Mafia, joining us in the sports bar. Del, appreciate your time and look forward to speaking to you again soon. All right. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Hey, you too. Thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
You got it. Del Reed, 26shirts.com. Again, the website to go check out. Doing some good. Raising over $378,000 to date through the sale of these T-shirts, Gene.
Isn't that funny that all started when Adam Schefter blocked them?
Yeah.
For what? This is like the infancy of Twitter and everything back in 2010, but it's funny how sometimes you know, a business, an idea can start from something just funny and silly like
Gene,
that.
I say it all the time that in life there aren't any problems. There are just opportunities. And you could get blocked by Adam Schefter and go sideways because of it, or you could see the opportunity that exists from being blocked by Adam Schefter and watch what can happen if you attack something with a positive state of mind.
It's not funny. We've got to get Schefter on when he comes through camp this year just to ask him about that. I'm sure he knows the story, but to think that where it took off. But as far as creative guys in Western New York, Del Reed is right in the top five, right? I mean, just some of these ideas he comes up with in helping these good charities. That was really fun talking to him.
Yeah, absolutely. And Gene, you're right. I mean, listen, you see the Barstool Sports piece and you kind of shake your head. And you know, the reactions on that are mixed. And I think a lot of people see it as, like, these guys are just clowns. I've never seen that at a tailgate. And I think that's probably the way a lot of people, I view it and I just think to myself, all right, these guys are just going about their day the way they want. You do you is the way I'm looking
right.
at it.
Yeah, and here's the problem I have with it, if I can articulate this, is that we all have our stereotypes of NFL fan bases. And this is how Buffalo Bills fans are stereotyped, good, bad, or whatever your thoughts are. And to me, I have been out there. I'm not kidding you. I've never seen anything like this. And I challenge anybody listening right now, if you walk through and have you seen people jumping off of vans and lighting themselves on fire? I've never seen any of this. I mean, it is that small percentage of Bills fans that actually do this. So to me, it just take it for what it is.
If you missed our conversation with Del Reed, co-founder of Bills Mafia, 26shirts.com, we will post that for you and have it on demand at the all-new ESPNRochester.com. And while you're at ESPNRochester.com, that article that we were referencing, the players that Sal Capaccio would protect if the NFL adopted an expansion draft policy the way the NHL does. Fun exercise, worth your read, worth your time, and you know, also good to stir your brain up a little bit, just get you thinking a little bit, like, who would you protect?
Yeah, and it also kind of gives you the idea that how you're going to build the Bills roster moving forward, and it kind of lowers your expectation a little bit too. Maybe things go right. This is a playoff year, but with the lack of depth on this team, through this exercise, you realize, oh, a lot of things have to go right. Danger, there is one guy that cropped up in the news here in sports. I'm going to say he is the most overrated athlete right now. Most overrated. Never accomplished anything.
Overrated or underachieving?
That's a good.
I'd call him underachieving more than overrated. Maybe overrated initially in his career, but at this point, I would just say, you know what, the guy's just a complete underachiever. Hasn't achieved anything in his professional career.
That's probably a better way of saying it.
Well, all right, we'll unveil who that is as we play "I'll Drink to That." Give you some sports comments to agree or disagree with. You're always welcome to pull up a stool and join us in the sports bar at 454-ESPN. Take a quick break and return. "I'll Drink to That" is next in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.